Hey babe, it's our first Valentine's Day together. I know we've only been together for a couple of months, but I got you a card and this cute little book. And I wrote all these things in it that are like the things that I like about you. And I would like to read them to you, if that's okay. I also got you this card. You always get your significant other a card for Valentine's Day, and of course I got you one. I know that you probably got me all kinds of stuff, but I want to be the first to share, because I'm really, really excited. So, another thing I want to do for you, I know how much you like it when I make those weird noises in your ears. Like I'm eating you. So I will open up your cards and read them to you. And make those noises that I know you like. So let's do it. I got this card for you. It's from Love Pop, and it is a pop-up card. So when you open it, after you make tip tip tip. You open it and it's a little pop-up. And it pops up and says, "Happy Valentine's Day. I love you." I hope that's not too forward. But I thought that it was really cute. It has an insert. And that's where the letter is. I know you like silly little things like this. And you'll probably set it out, have it out for display for however long. But this is my very first Valentine's Day card to you. And I think it's pretty. Okay. Do you want to take it? And then I also have this cute little book. It says, "What I like about you, by me, for you." You thought you'd like that. You want to hear nice things? You want to hear EG say nice things to you? You want to hear EG say nice things about you? Of course you do. Okay. A lot of pages. I was up all night writing this for you. Yes, I sure was. 50. How many pages? 50. I am so thrilled that I have acquired you. You're mine. You are mine. I knew right away, from the moment I spotted you with my eyeballs, from the moment I spotted those spots. You're not spotted, or are you? Number one, I like your arms. I like your arms. I also like your ears. I'm gonna eat them up. You are my favorite person. You are Angie's favorite. I like you a lot. I love hearing about your stories and all of the crazy things that you've gotten yourself into. I think I've seen it all, but I think you're the one. Or maybe you're just a really good storyteller. I love how talented you are at the things that you do. You do a lot of things, and you're good at all of them. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are good at all of them. Yes, you are. Everything, all of it, you're good at it. If you do it, and you do it well, you're good at it. That's a little cliche, isn't it? Whenever we're apart, it makes me happy to think about just how warm you get when you sleep. You're like a little heater. Or a big heater. I lay there in the cold thinking about how warm I would be if you were here. And you're staying here tonight, right? I need someone to keep me warm. I think we do make great partners. You're my partner, right? We make a good team, don't we? Together we can solve anything. I love watching you. I'll just leave it there. I don't much care what you do, I just like watching you. I wrote that I like watching you do your hobbies, but I just like seeing you. You're hot. You deserve the most determined award. Because you are determined. Lots of determination coming out of you. You can do anything, can't you? You solve any problem. Any challenge, you've got it under control. Because you're determined to. That's just how you are. And I like that. I like the sound of your disgusted exclamations when you are working. You get so mad at things. Use harsh language. Things that can't even hear you. I know you're passionate, though. And sometimes that's just part of being passion. Your passion. Being passionate. Hush you. If you were a holiday, you would be Valentine's Day. Because I am just so enamored with you. You make me feel like this all day, every day. It's hard to put into words just how strongly I feel about you. I think you are pretty amazing. I think you are really amazing. I love how good you are at giving me head scritchies. And snuggles and cuddles. Goes back to that heater thing. You are quite a heater. I don't need a blanket with you. Spot. EG lost his spot. Lucky number 13. I love how you make my favorite dish. You take tortillas, flour tortillas, and you place them in a pan, and then you place cheese onto them, and then you serve it to me, and it is delicious, very tasty. You have a thing for food, I must say. I do not know how you do. But it is quite tasty, you and your tortillas and cheese. Remember when we went up to the mountain? You remember when we went up to the mountain and we went to that old ruin? We saw some strange things there, didn't we? That's probably my favorite memory of us. I know there's not been a lot of time to make memories, but that was a lot of fun, and I would go again if you wanted to. You have such good taste. Sometimes I think about all of the things that I like and do, and I realize just how many things I get from you. And I think that's so cool. Have I ever told you just how good you smell? If you wanted to, you could probably do anything. You're so talented. You make me want to be a better cook. I have trouble boiling water. I would probably burn water. But you and your cooking skills, you make me want to get better. Will you teach me? Maybe we can make it a stay-at-home date. You can show me a thing or two over the range. This sounds like fun, right? You want to cook with Ichi? You want to show Ichi how to cook? The world needs more of you. You're absolutely fabulous. Do you have any projects that you want to work on? Because one of my favorite things is working on things with you. I wish that we could do it more. I'd even just come with you to the store and be your little assistant. You want me to be your assistant? Working on something. If you were a color, I think you would be navy blue or indigo. Maybe indigo. Periwinkle. What do you think of periwinkle? I certainly don't get tired of you cuddling me. I could lay like this forever, till the sky falls down. Do you feel the same way? I hope so. Is this how we're going to spend Valentine's Day? I'd be fine with that. I would be okay with it. How'd you like the book? And I hope you liked it. Because I liked making it for you. So what do you want to do now? You want me just to... put you to sleep with kissies and tappies?